This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha is holding discussion on Union Budget 2026-27. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had presented the Union Budget in Parliament on the 1st of this month. Participating in the discussion, Arun Bharti of LJPR described it as a budget for the nation's development. He termed it a visionary and inclusive budget, saying it will lay the foundation of achieving the goal of a developed India by 2047. Dr. Rajkumar Jhabewal of AAP alleged that there is nothing concrete in the Union Budget for the people of the country. Sudhir Gupta of the BJP hailed the Union Budget, saying it will fulfill the vision of making India a developed nation by 2047. Leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said the budget is centred around artificial intelligence and expressed apprehension that lots of jobs will be challenged by AI in the engineering and IT sector. The Rajya Sabha has also resumed discussion on the Union Budget. Harish Bira of IUML alleged that the budget does not offer anything for farmers and fishermen. Ashok Chavan of BJP said the budget is centred on the youth, strengthens women, farmers, entrepreneurs, poor, underprivileged and all sections of society. Former Prime Minister and JDS leader H.T. Devagada hoped that the budget would be remembered not only for the numbers but for the wisdom for building an economy that is strong today and will ensure a stronger tomorrow. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said the government will move a privilege notice against Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress Leader Rahul Gandhi for misleading the House and making baseless statements during the budget discussion. The minister was talking to reporters in Parliament premises. Mr. Rijiju and Rahul Gandhi has also said Rahul Gandhi has also made useless and false allegations against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He questioned on what basis Mr. Gandhi has made a serious allegation without giving any notice. Reacting to the Congress leader's allegation on India-US trade deal, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, while talking to media outside Parliament, assured that all decisions were taken, keeping in mind the welfare of farmers and their interests are secured. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said the centre has allocated a record railway budget of 14,205 crore rupees for West Bengal in the Union Budget 2026-27. The minister was replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha. The Election Commission today said the final electoral rolls of Goa as part of the ongoing Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of the voters list will be published on the 21st of this month. Meanwhile, senior BJP leader and West Bengal observer Bhupinder Yadav has demanded that the West Bengal government remove all obstacles hindering the special intensive revision process. Speaking at a press conference in Kolkata today, Bhupinder Yadav cited a Supreme Court directive stating that no interference in the SIR process would be tolerated. On the occasion of International Day of Women and Girls in Science today, as part of our podcast series Person Behind the Story, Akashvani News will broadcast a conversation with Dr. N. Kalaiselvi, Director General of Council of Scientific and Industrial Research. She is the first woman to serve as DG CSIR.
Last year, we came up with another very interesting technology, which is paracetamol. So during COVID time, many of us, we understood the importance of paracetamol. Many a times, if at all something is available, very plenty, and it is very inexpensive, we may not be able to understand it. But COVID made us to understand the importance of
mass usage is possible.
Exactly. And at that point of time, we were not having that kind of a supply chain.
We had a lot of issues. But ma'am,
now India need not depend upon any other country for paracetamol anymore.
Stay tuned to Akashvani FM Gold to listen to the podcast right after this bulletin. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Australia have set a target of 183 runs for Ireland in a Group B match in Colombo. In another match, South Africa defeated Afghanistan in a double Super Over Group D encounter in Ahmedabad this afternoon. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, closed flat after a volatile trading session today. The Sensex declined 40 points to close at 84,234, while the Nifty added 19 points to settle at 25,954. And with that, we end this news bulletin.